All right, it's 10 o'clock. We'll call over the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District Board of Managers meeting for April 24th. And we'll do a call order. Set the record.
Chief Krausen.
Here.
Rick Brunson.
Here.
Aubrey Ansko.
Here.
Chief Steele.
Here.
Chief Davis is absent. Mayor Richardson.
Here.
Chief Aldridge.
Here.
And Robert Brooks.
Here.
All right, there will go no item in executive session, so we'll move to item number three. I'm sorry, item number five. So we're not coming back out of open meeting. We're actually moving right into agenda announcements.
We are moving into, and we're flipping items 9 and 10 today. So 9 and 10 items on your list, we're just flipping them.
All right, so we'll move to legislative update. Bill?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're in the thick of it with the session. As you can imagine, it's going to be fast and furious from now until the end of May. And I'll just jump right in on our priority bills. House Bill 3290, if you remember, that's the bill that extends the deadline we have to spend the ARPA funds. And it also creates a mechanism for us to be able to accept state or the Next Generation 911 fund to get state funding. That bill passed the House last Thursday. Its companion bill, Senate Bill 1858, which Kelly Hancock has authored in the Senate, was heard in the Senate Business and Commerce Committee on Tuesday. The hearing went very well. There were no questions on the bill, no concerns. What I expect to happen is once the Senate receives 3290, they're going to refer that to Business and Commerce, and then they will substitute 3290 for 1858 voted out. And we're working, and I feel hopeful we can get that on the local consent calendar in the Senate, and that's for bills that are non-controversial, and it's a much easier passage if they're on the local calendar. So that should be happening in the next couple of weeks.
And we know the governor's paying attention to it, so we're,
big time.
We're in a good spot.
Yeah. House Bill 9 is the bill that takes $5 billion from the Rainy Day Fund and creates the Texas Broadband Infrastructure Fund, or Infrastructure Network. And it's taking that $5 billion and spending it on the USF, broadband, and 911. And originally when the bill was filed, it had language that suspended our wireless fee for 10 years. After talking to the bill author and Senate leading and House leadership, they offered a committee substitute, which was accepted, which removes that fee suspension language, and it increases 911 funding for the next 10 years to the equivalent of what an 85-cent fee increase would be. So that bill is a priority for the speaker. It has a number of House co-authors signed on to it. Almost every member from our area has signed on as a co-author on that bill. It is up for debate on the House floor on Wednesday morning. And I've had members tell me this bill is going to pass the House, you need to work the Senate. So I expect it to pass the House, and when it comes over to the Senate, we're going to need to contact, and all the 911 entities in the state are going to need to contact their members in the Senate and explain why we support this legislation and why we need their support. And I and the other alliance lobbyists are working on letters and talking points, and once we'll have those once we're ready to pull the trigger on that. But and in the event House Bill 9 hits a roadblock in the Senate and doesn't pass, we've been working with the governor's office, controller's office, lieutenant governor's office, Senate Finance, Speaker's office, and House Appropriations to work the budget so that we being the 911 entities in the state, can capture some of the surplus funds to get us through the next couple of biennials. So all in all, I feel pretty good about where we are now compared to when we started the session and we're trying to shop a fee increase. But as you know, this is an ever-evolving fluid process, and I'm not going to feel great until they gavel out May 29th. But at this point, feel pretty good.
Thank you for all your work. We certainly are in a better spot than we were, but I don't think we want to start the coast yet.
No. I don't want to jinx anything.
Rick?
Is it 85 cents or 85%?
Cents.
So 85 to 50.
If we would have increased our wireless fee from 50 cents to 85 cents, that's the amount of funding.
Okay.
And then it would be divided just like the current fee increase is on a proportional basis.
But to follow up on Rick's question, we still keep our 50 cent fee?
Correct.
Raise it to 85?
Yeah.
Okay. And hopefully we'll have funding for next generation now.
When we went down and had our meetings, I guess, it's been at least a month, all the members we met with were incredibly supportive, and it's known throughout the capital that the state 911 entities have to have funding, and they have to take care of us this session. Whether or not they come through, we'll see, but again, I feel pretty confident right now. But that's what I have. The House goes in at 1 o'clock today and the Senate in an hour. So
those letters, who's going to be responsible for drafting those letters?
I'll get those.
We're going to look again.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for everything. Really appreciate
it.
Yep,
it's okay. I need to get back down to the Capitol.
Go. Yeah.
Don't worry, sure. Check, please.
You thought you were going to be last today, didn't you?
No, I wasn't sure. Available for anything.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Careful. I think this last session us going to Now Goes Austin was probably my favorite. It just reiterates building relationships. And how important that is, and how it sets the tone when you walk in and they already know you. So it was pretty phenomenal for me.
Yeah, we had a good,
appreciate it.
Good visit. Hopefully we'll all pay off.
Yes.
Okay, we'll move to item number 7, the consent agenda. Motion from the board.
Move approval of the consent agenda.
Mr. Brunson.
Second.
Motion. Second, Ms. Insko. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go ahead and move to the executive director's report.
We'll talk a little bit about our monthly stats. On page 22, you'll see the PSAP call volume for February. And social media data for February and March is on 23. And community events for both February and March are on 24. We'll have that March call volume to you next month with the Aprils. Any questions on those?
Not a question, but a comment.
Comment, sir?
I went to Abby's presentation at the Texas Public Safety Conference, and each one of these areas is targeted at a different subsegment of our population. Young people like this, old people like this. So when we see these numbers, those are numbers that are, that was important for the board to know that the district is trying to build the tools and advances so that we can communicate with our various populations at the level and access that they'll participate in. You did a great job.
That's what I've heard. I wasn't there, but I heard that she did a great job. And if you all remember last year, we did the survey of trying to find out where our gaps are in our social media or our education for the public. And we're gonna partner with NCT and DENCO this year, and they're gonna use our survey from last year, and we're gonna try to build a platform, a campaign platform to increase those numbers of where these population gaps are and what's the best way to target them. And I would love when they put that together, I would love for Abby to give y'all a presentation just so you can see what that really means. Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. as well as I know that her director does, and supervisor. Speaking of her director and her director, Chantel is the new incoming Texas APCO president. She is the APCO president. We're very excited for her. Got celebrities on our staff. We like it. So our board action items. Update on the regionalization study, Chantel. It's getting close.
Yes, it's getting very close. Not much of an update from last month. They're still in their writing process of gathering that. Well, they've already gathered all the data and just analyzed it, and they've just been documented. And ideally, the hope is that by June 1st, we'll have something to present to the board.
Thank you. Do you have a follow-up?
Any questions? I'm sorry.
Thank you, Chantel.
You're welcome.
The second is the PSAP 10-year history. It's on page 27 in your handout. Chief Krausen requested the total number of primary and secondary PSAPs for the past 10 years to show our progress. And I can't tell you how many times we've started over and if we'd find more information of historical information. We go, oh my gosh, that's not right. But this is our best bet. Just to give you an idea. And that is from the board's action item.
So we've gone from 43 to 37, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, works for me. Now we know factually where we stand in those consolidations. Okay, great. Thank you.
Any comments or discussion? Board appointments. We haven't received any documentation yet for Chief Aldridge, but I think Renee sent you stuff.
Yes.
And we still haven't received anything from Chief Davis or Robert, but Robert, I understand that.
Yeah, mine is in my email right now.
All right, just send that to Renee.
So I'll send it to Renee.
Chief Davis's appointment expired October 1, 2021, and we're just waiting on that information. Just a reminder. Any questions on any of that? Would you introduce Sam to us?
Yes, so everybody, this is Sam Hall. He's our Assistant Chief over Administrative Services. We've switched positions now, and so he'll be taking my place on the board. He is on the agenda, on the May Council agenda.
And will you be back in May?
I don't know. For the
budget workshop?
I'm not sure.
That's a no.
Because, you know, we'd like to say goodbye.
I'll see.
You're going to be back around, though,
sure.
As y'all rotate.
I'm sure I'll be around.
There's probably a free lunch in there.
There's probably a free, and we're having breakfast, too.
Or breakfast.
If Sam lets you come.
He'll do a great job. Sam has quite a bit of experience in our dispatch center in there, so he was our lieutenant in our communications. He's pretty knowledgeable in our.
Welcome, Sam.
He's going to be, I think, a great addition.
I know that book is just the tip of the iceberg. Please don't hesitate to call us, or if you have any questions, or you want to know more information about something we're doing. And you're going to be just immersed in it in May at the workshop.
Sounds exciting.
It is so exciting. We get to get in here and battle back and forth. It's amazing.
He's an optimist, too. He's much more optimistic than I am.
We're going to get along great.
Yeah, we still appreciate you, Chief Steele.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
All right. Stephanie, the Board of Managers bylaw.
Yes, they're in your package. I hadn't made any changes to them. We'll be discussing them a little bit more at the May 15th workshop. But if you have any comments you want to add right now, please feel free to share.
Thank you for getting to us in advance. We appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I'm just going to talk high level about the relocation project update. I handed out a map of where we are. We are the red star in the middle. Thank you, Philip. It's a beautiful map. And it's actually, if you hold it kind of like that, that's north up here at the top. And this is four locations of what has been available to us. And Will Northern is here. He is our realtor. He was recommended one of three by Wayne's agency, and we got to have some good conversations with all three that they recommended, and Will just seemed to fit our needs best. So he is here to answer any questions that you might have. So we're the Star, the one just 1 o'clock from the Star. That was a North Richland Hills location, and it is the very first one of the pictures that we went and looked at. It was way too industrial. I think Chief Steele will agree with us, and Greasy.
Yeah, well, yeah. So real quick, what is the square footage of this building? So,
13,000.
And what are we looking for when it comes to
that? We're looking at 30.
30,000?
30 to 50, depending on where we, what you're going to do with it, okay? That's the base. So that was a no. The second one is 405, and that's about 8 o'clock-ish. No, yeah. About 9 o'clock. There's two of them there, because there's 405 and then there's 101. 405 is a U-shaped building. It's massive. It could do, we could have a whole call center on top. It has a huge generator. It was built, I want to say, 85-ish. It's a great buy, but it is not up to code, and it's going to cost us probably $1 million to get it up to code. But it's been sitting there for several years. But it could take us into the future. One thing to note is 12 to 24 feet. They've already got an eminent domain from TxDOT that they're extending the service road. Not that it affects the building in any way, it's just land. Some of their parking lot. You know, I've got PTSD on things on the freeway all of a sudden. And then the one farthest north, up off of 287, is the two-year-old Willow Springs, 12600 Willow Springs. It's 2 years old. A bunch of friends got together and said, let's be entrepreneurs and do a wedding venue. They built the bottom floor for wedding venues with the thought that they would lease out the top two floors as revenue to fund their project. They got it built, things kind of went sideways, they didn't want to be friends anymore. And so it went into foreclosure and is owned by a bank in Colorado who would like to get it off their hands. It is absolutely beautiful. We have plenty of room to grow. It's 54,000 square feet, three stories, has a total of 17 acres. Not only can we grow with a building and a call center, but we have, if we build out, we've got room for that. There's about 194 parking spaces, I think. But there again, we still have to make it district ready. It is not equipped. It has a generator, but we would definitely have to have more. We just got the appraisal back. I sent that to everybody, and so it appraised at about $15 million. They're asking $10.5 million, including all the land. So that's something for y'all to look at, but just like every single one of these will have to be adapted no matter what we did for any place that we go in that's already a structure built. So that is that one, and while it is north, it is away from flights and flight patterns, railroads, all the things that we can't be near. It's kind of out in the country.
Question.
Yes, sir.
What's the elevation on it? Would it be a potential site for Fort Worth's New North radio tower on that 17 acres?
Kevin, is mine is going?
We did not look at the property for that. There's a lot of, there's 17 acres there. There's a lot of easements that are on and around this property. So we didn't look at it for that specific design. It's possible, but we have to kind of take a look at it. There's a lot of easements, some running right through the property. So it would probably be challenging, but that's really a discussion point.
Will, would you know?
When you say elevation, you mean of the land itself?
Yes.
There's maybe some of the nascent land in the back that doesn't have development on it could be considered for that.
For a radio tower? Okay. There is a quarter mile down, fire station number 47, I believe, Fort Worth Fire Station. And I don't know if they have to have a radio tower near them, so I don't know the answer to that.
And because this was important before we moved into this building, I think I'd also like to see a map of where district staff live. See what this is going to do to impact.
I don't know if we can ask for that. District staff's home locations? Is that
just be a dot
on that?
We had it last time.
District staff?
You mean dots instead of like
where they live?
That was one of the reasons why it was a priority to keep it downtown.
So you're asking for convenience of the staff?
Yes, what's the impact on the staff?
You could just get the average mileage and send it to the location.
It doesn't have to be a map.
What? Have you assessed connectivity?
It's in the process. We're waiting for AT&T. That was supposed to be, they said 2 weeks, but that was about 3.5 weeks ago. They were going to get something to us, so we're still waiting.
I'll call them up and have everything
yet. Can you let me know who you're talking to and I'll get under pressure?
Ken Robbins.
Who?
Ken Robbins.
From a tower perspective, too, I think there's already an existing document that identifies where towers are and FAA input and other things. I think Fort Worth has that, or Fort Worth IT has that document. So
they do have it, but they're having a hard time actually securing access to dirt.
Really?
So is there any smaller buildings? Because these all seem to be way larger than what our
we're putting in our 30,000 in the search, and originally we had asked for it to be centralized, and we got Northridge moving. And so we started moving out. So right now, and then the last one, of course, is a little bit smaller, 48,000 square feet. Is that the Wells Fargo or Frost?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo building, and it's at 101 West Loop 820. They're just a couple of blocks down from 405. It's a four-story building. It's pretty old. And right now, the bank has a three-year lease in the bottom. So those are the four that have met that could be possible sites. But it really doesn't make any difference until we hear from TxDOT. There are too many variables out here. We need to know, are we looking at 5 months? Are we looking at, they're not going to be down here near our end until 2026? These are things we need, because that's going to drive us, our future. And while we have not talked about a new build if we had 2 years, is that something we would want to consider and build it the way we want instead of spending the money and getting it to where we need it to be? I'm open to what I have no.
I got a couple of things. Do you have an eminent domain attorney on staff, or I mean, the city of Arlington?
Yes.
Does that thing? So, yes. Okay.
We have several.
Okay. Bradley Alderley is who's representing us.
Yes, we do a lot of eminent domain for the cities that we represent. So,
have we estimated our budget capacity for any structure we're going? Or a facility.
We did, but to Sherry's point, the timeline is really important, how fast we need to move or how quick we need to move, so that will factor in. Also, we haven't heard anything from TxDOT back about how much we are going to get, or an estimate how much we're going to get for this building, so that would also be factored in. So there are, like Sherry mentioned, there are too many variables, so we need to consider that for our budget.
So we don't have a current estimate, just a swag right now.
We do have a very
raw
number. So Do you want to know what that is? Like,
no.
But he's a short time, right?
Oh.
And we can share that information.
Yeah, I would keep that probably for an executive discussion for position. Okay.
So I'm still waiting to get an appointment with TxDOT. It's been over a week now and no response. And the only thing that I have to go off of is the letter that they sent in the mail. And then I have reached out to Bradley at Wayne's office and asked him if he could try to get us an appointment with them. And so far, it just hadn't happened.
When we were in Austin, Wayne, we expressed this to our representatives. They immediately reached out to TxDOT, and you know they were telling everybody to slow their roll. And so, if that looks like that's not being heard at TxDOT, it would be good to reconnect with our representatives because they were pretty emphatic about assisting us.
I would appreciate the help in getting an appointment.
So,
I'm glad you did that, and I'm confident, without having any details on this, that TxDOT's going to have to take that very seriously, what they're dealing with at this location, what we have to deal with in order to keep our operation sustained. So I'm fairly confident, either politically or legally, we're going to be able to keep this thing alive as long as we need to find the appropriate location where we need to go.
Yeah, even if we had to go public,
yes.
That's, you know, another option, but certainly, I think we have enough support down in Austin to help us do this in a reasonable fashion.
So, do y'all have any questions for Will? Will, did you?
Anything for me?
Are we wanting to look further east?
I think we should.
We have to look at all of our options.
In our search that we conducted, is it basically in line with this map that Sherry's provided that's pretty much all of Tarrant County?
We focused mostly west of 35 with the thought of generally staff and where they live.
A lot of staff, yeah.
So
to your point.
I just going to be, you know, transparent here. I don't think that's an overwhelming issue. People move. I think it's more about, is it a good business decision for the district, for the people we serve? I think living in a county, being in the county area is pretty close. We're not moving, you know, 500 miles away. We're staying within the district that we already serve. I thought there was some discussion about the locations of all the sites, and I thought moving east was, or at least staying nearby in this general area was
a goal,
because I think the other sites were generally in this area.
I would like to just see what's out there, though, because we do serve the whole of Tarrant County, so
sure.
We need to see what options exist.
Sure. And when we were searching, so we have four searches set up that are automated. When we first started this process, we were looking at four lease scenarios and then four sales scenarios. And as we went through the process, we determined that really it needs to be a purchase option for the viability of the future of the organization, so we're not stuck in a situation where some landlord makes a decision to do something else. There wasn't that much out there that met the criteria the district needs, candidly, for the space that we're looking for and all of the requirements. And so these four that we initially looked at met, for the most part, the requirements that we were looking for. And we looked initially at that west side, then we expanded it to all of Tarrant County. And I've got these on automated searches where it's pinging me with emails what's available. But I'll continue to do that and look and see what else is out there. But we've currently, or to date, we've only been looking for existing buildings. We're not looking at land because initially our requirement was we need to be somewhere in, you know, 180 days. So.
Thank you. The best location for the district to serve would be the best choice, in my opinion. Okay, any more questions about the update on the map? Hopefully we'll get an appointment on TxDOT and we will have a little bit more direction. We're just at a standstill right now. And I haven't been for signing papers. Okay, we're gonna flip 9 and 10, sir.
So we'll move to assistance programs. We'll have a vote on the issue on whether or not we continue forward with the radio assistance and PSAP assistance programs. But first, want to open up for any comment by any board members who want to speak to the issues before we vote. Rick?
I hope we seriously consider the input that we received from the Mayor's Council in the City of Fort Worth during public comments at the last meeting.
Okay. I think I'm going to state my position on the issue. All along the way, I felt very good that we were in position to do this until the eminent domain thing materialized. And so based on that factor, I'll be changing my position on the issue because of the eminent domain factor and the money required for that project. Because we've clearly achieved our goal down in Austin, I believe, to more than adequately support next generation 911 services. But I would just caution the board moving forward, as a person who's about to, please pay attention to the overall fundamentals of the budget, especially as we go through the building process and the ongoing project with next gen 911. I think there's still going to be more work down in Austin to get a locked in share to make sure that project materializes the way it needs to. But I feel like that element the board has successfully navigated our financial situation to a more tenable environment. I think what is due now that I'll be reflecting in my vote will be the eminent domain issue has become an unknown quantity, and so the need to sort of consolidate resources for that project, which is not clearly identified yet, is imminently important. So, anyone else comment?
I'll just echo what Chief has said, and I too will be changing my position in light of the eminent domain. I think we have a responsibility to reallocate these funding to the relocation of the district, which is imminent.
All right. So we have a motion from the board regarding the PSAP and radio assistance programs. Mr. Brunson, you will make a motion.
I have a question first. If there's not a motion, then the program just dies without anybody having to take a vote.
Let me refresh my memory on where we left it. I think we just kicked the can down the road. It's in the budget, but we have not authorized spending it yet. So it would make sense to me, Rick, that the board deal with that. Do you want to keep it in the budget? Do you want to move it elsewhere and say it's no longer available for discussion?
Okay, I move that the board not fund either of the assistance programs for this fiscal year.
For fiscal 23?
Yes.
What about moving forward? Just for fiscal 23?
Well, for 23, because the district is already notified in the five-year spreadsheet that there is no intent to fund in 24, 25, 26.
So do you want to codify that?
Okay. I move what you said.
Can somebody put that in precise language?
Okay, I move that we...
How about this, Rick? How about we cease both programs until, unless the board wants to reinstate the programs? How about that?
Okay. I recommend ceasing both programs until such time as a future board may decide to bring back in whatever form. Good with that?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll second.
There was a second from the mayor. Any comment from the board? Do we want to do a collective vote or we want to poll? Let's just do this. So we have a motion on the table. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion, any no's? Motion carries.
Now we'll just to
none. Now we'll move to the best part of the agenda, period. I'm want to announce to the board, I've got 37 days until my retirement, so I'm stepping down as the chair of this board, and want to open this position up for nomination to replace me. I'll attend next month's meeting with hopefully my replacement, and then I'll step down completely, but this will be my last meeting serving as chair, and I just want to tell everyone how much I appreciate the partnership along the years and the interesting endeavors we've taken on. And I feel like these last couple of months have been really bearing a lot of fruit that I think helps position the district in for a great future. Just, you know, always keeping ourselves in check would be, I would say, the number one priority for the board, to make sure we're making collective wisdom decisions. And I think the board's done that. So I want to thank you all for your partnership along the way. But now I would like to thank you. But would like to open the process of nomination for a new chair of the board. Mr. Brunson.
But before we start that process, I'd like to hear from the executive director as to what y'all believe that y'all would want and need an executive director.
In a board chair?
Yes. Yeah, we're not replacing you.
Thank you.
Just checking to see if you were listening.
Okay. You know, our whole infrastructure has been built on a desire to give an equal level of service to our whole county. It doesn't matter if you're the smallest little kid in the block or if you're the big boys in the block, that any of our citizens for our county could call 911 and get the same level of service with the same type of equipment. So I'm all about equal level of service. But I cannot imagine how hard it is for you to, the four big major players to play dual roles. And I guess I ask that when you sit in this chair, that you no longer are your agency. You're the caretaker of all these people and these PSAPs. And I know that's got to be difficult. And I'm here to talk about it and help any way I can. But as a partnership and relationship, I need for us to be on that same page.
On target.
Thank you.
So we have a motion from the board for the next chair.
I would like to nominate Aubrey as our next chair.
A second.
She's very knowledgeable and she's always here, so I think she'd be good at it.
Thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Chief Steele, anyone else?
Move nomination cease.
Second for that. I need a second to cease the nomination.
I second that.
All right. All those in favor of Aubrey Ensco being the next chair of the Tarrant County 911 Board of Managers, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. I think we're all excited for Aubrey to take over. She's got a wealth of experience. She's smart, capable, and she takes care of business, and that's what we all need person leading this board, and we're excited for her. So, congratulations, Aubrey.
Thank you.
Thank you for putting your faith in me, and I will do my very best to carry on the mission of the district and the well-being of all those that we serve. So, thank you very much.
We're going to do great things, Aubrey.
Absolutely.
I also had in here that we're going to vote for a new chair and vice chair, and reassign the secretary to the executive director's team, because she does all of the stuff, and then officially remove the treasury position. You okay with main?
I'll defer to the chair.
Hey, where are you going to sit?
I'll sit in the back here.
So that requires a motion, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, so you threw out a lot of things there.
We now have a new chair. We need to validate the vice chair because, you know, we're starting all new. Reassign the secretary, which was Robert, to my team and Renee, and officially remove the treasury position.
So do we need to do those as three separate motions?
Yes, we should do those as three separate
motions.
All right,
then vice chair.
So.
Let's go there.
Okay, so we need nominations for vice chair.
I'm going to recommend Rick again. So, I mean, he's the second most knowledgeable person here when it comes to these things. So, he asked a lot of questions and tries to keep us on our toes.
Thank you, sir.
I second.
Well, then I guess all those in favor, right? There's two. So all those in favor of Mr. Brunson remaining the vice chair of the Tarrant County 911 Assistance District Board?
Aye.
Congratulations.
Indeed.
Bring a lot of knowledge.
Well together.
I don't know that this needs a vote, but reassign the secretary.
Yes, it does. Okay. The statute says that the secretary will either be a board member or the executive director, and the executive director certainly can assign that to whoever she needs to. So we would need a motion. That's your desire to have the secretary be the executive director or her designee.
Okay. So I'd like to make a motion then to reassign the secretary role of the board to the Tarrant County 911 executive director position.
So I say.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And remove the treasurer position.
That needs to be a separate one though, right? That needs to be another motion. So.
Yes.
Make another motion then to remove the treasury role from the Tarrant County 911 Board of Managers.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
You served us well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert.
She will always have a pen.
She
had to borrow her pen.
Oh, it's me. I'm just looking. How dare I?
Any other discussion?
No discussion, but I would also like to call out Chantel's presentation on training and the amount of resources that are available to all the 911 centers in the state. When I came on the board, Tarrant County 911 was nationally known. We had presence in both of the organizations, APCO and NENA. We had a GIS team that won state recognition. Our training program was incomparable. And it's good to see that we're getting back to some really good areas of prominence for Tarrant County on the entire 911 landscape. So y'all did a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And
I'm
thank you.
It's on my team.
Anything else? Then we will call this meeting adjourned at 10:43.
Did you need a gavel?
I do need one.
Yes.